I'm Kip Allen from KFUO Radio. With me is the Reverend Robert Kieslowski from Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries. Philadelphia is an interesting city. I mean, this is where American freedom and independence was born. This is where the Bill of Rights was formed, including the freedom of religion. And I was shocked to discover we have only one full-time LCMS pastor in service in the entire city of Philadelphia.
Yes. It's very good to be with you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Well, tell me about that. How did this come to about? I mean, this is a major thing, and we've only got the one pastor there, and of course, now there's a number of volunteer pastors as well. You're one of them. Is that correct, or a part-time pastor?
Yeah, we've got some gentlemen that are serving in various capacities, but really our one dedicated full-time pastor who's completely focused on pastoral ministry without any other distractions is actually a domestic missionary, that was commissioned back in January to serve as a missionary in our nation's fifth largest city with 1.5 million people. There's a tremendous need for the gospel to go forth in the city of Philadelphia.
Well, this was a really forward-looking thing, I think, that the Senate had established back in January, as I pointed out. Normally, when we think about missionary work, we think about sending missionaries to the third world, to Africa, to Asia, to places like that. And yet, we have places right here in the United States where they do not have the gospel, the Word of God, especially not from Lutheranism. And this is what we're trying to do, right? We're sending missionaries now into areas in the United States.
Indeed. The reality is the world has come to our doorstep, and far be it from us as a church to not offer the gospel in a place that can't support a full-time pastor on its own. But Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries exists to plant churches in the city of Philadelphia and to give the gospel away for free. And in our work in the Northeast, 30 different languages are spoken within a very close proximity, and we have people that are coming and going all the time, but they're hearing the gospel. And there's a pastor, a missionary, that lives in the community right next to a facility where every Sunday there's divine service, there's regular Bible study, and pastoral care is offered. And it's tremendous to see what the Lord is doing in that place.
Tell me about the pastor who's there. We did a story on him with Engaging Magazine not too long ago. Tell me about him.
So Reverend Adam DeGroat has been in the city for 2 years now, serving as a missionary. He's originally from South Dakota. He's married to his wife Melissa, originally from Rhode Island. They have a son, Knox. And this is a passion of theirs to be among the people preaching the gospel and bringing Christ to those in desperate need of salvation.
In fact, I remember reading once there was a lady who was actually a refugee from the Middle East, wasn't even Christian, she was a Muslim, who had come to him for help.
Yeah, we regularly see folks from Iraq, from Syria. The one Sunday I was filling in for Pastor DeGroat when he had to be away, we had a delightful woman walk through the doors from Vietnam, a well-catechized lady who was searching for an LCMS congregation, and she's made it her home. It's just tremendous to see all of God's people from around the world in our city. And one of the things that energizes us is that this is a mission endeavor that I think can have longevity. Pastor DeGroat is well supported. He's not isolated. He's not alone. They're able to see family. People are able to visit him fairly easy, as opposed to perhaps a foreign mission field. And there's folks that need the gospel. And I would say too, when there's something about the immigrant experience, coming to a new country, that perhaps makes somebody more willing to hear the message of Christianity, especially in our country with its history, and its long-standing presence of the Christian faith. So,
well, one part of it, I think, is to show that the Christian charity truly exists, and it's not just extended to other Christians. We extend it to everyone.
Sure.
I was speaking to some missionaries from Indonesia not too long ago, and they were there during the aftermath of the horrible tsunami there.
Yeah.
And they set up were doing a lot of relief efforts. And there was, of course, some Muslim charity groups there, too. And some of the Muslim imams had come up to them and said, why are you doing this? These aren't your people.
Mm.
And they're saying, well, you know, actually, they are our people. And we're doing it because we're Christians.
Yeah.
And it's one way to spread the message. Another area where missionary work, I think, is desperately needed, and Pastor DeGroote is really excelling, is on the campus.
Mm.
Now, he sets up a little booth with a sign that says, religion is for the weak. And he sets this up where the students can see what happens.
Yeah, it's a tremendous way to engage folks in a non-combative, non-confrontational way, but to invite conversation. Working in the city, the more conversations we can have, the more we get to share Christ with people. And this is actually a technique pioneered by a pastor in Southern California, Mark Jasa, who we brought in. He did a seminar. He gave us training, and I really appreciate it. In college, I spent time doing open air evangelism in New York City, where you're just kind of on a soapbox screaming at people. Not nearly as effective as this. And at the same time, we realize that it's a certain personality that would be drawn to a conversation like that. And yet, so we're trying to find different ways to engage folks. But part of it's just being visible. And as we've learned, that a sustained presence on a campus out every Tuesday, that students, they might kind of push you off at first, but then come around near the end of the semester, okay, tell me what you're about, and we're going to have that conversation. One of the neat developments in the last couple of weeks is we've actually commissioned a vicar for the year.
Oh, really?
From the Fort Wayne Seminary, who had experience last summer for a couple of months in Baltimore, and we're really eager, Jacob Benson is his name, really eager for his year with us in Philadelphia to learn, but also help. He's very capable, and he's going to be instrumental in increasing our profile, our visibility, especially on the Temple University campus in North Philadelphia.
And he's not, the pastor is not doing, as you said, the open-air evangelizing. My understanding is he just sits there with the booth. He wears a collar. He wears the clericals.
Yeah.
So there's no question that he is.
Right,
he's one of us. And he sits there reading, and he's got this booth that says, religion is for the weak. And he waits for the people to come up to him and say, what does this mean? Why are you saying this?
Yeah. I mean, more often than not, atheists want to high-five him and simply, sing the words of Jesus, love me, I am weak, but he is strong, and emphasize the fact that as Christians, faith is a matter of humility and trusting in Christ 100% for our salvation. It's really neat to be able to get that off very quickly. So you hit them square between the eyes with, we are sinners in desperate need of what Christ has done for us. Christ has paid the price.
And in the word of the confession, I, a poor, miserable sinner.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. Oh, religion is for the weak. Yeah, you're right. I'm weak. I need God's help. We all need God's help. What a wonderful message. And this is setting up a template, I suppose, for things that can be carried to other universities as well and other inner cities.
Yeah.
Where the message of the Lutheran confession needs to be heard. And, of course, the gospel message itself.
Right, yeah.
Pastor, do you have any thoughts on the ministries or how people can contact you or find out what's going on with you?
Sure. We have an active website, phillyministries.org. We're also on Facebook, Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries. We are an RSO of the Missouri Synod, and we are self-funded through various means, but there are a great many individuals and congregations that support us. Every little bit helps immensely in order for us to plant new congregations in the city of Philadelphia. Most recently, we are focused on beginning weekly Sunday evening services right in the heart of Philadelphia downtown. It'll be the first LCMS congregation ever in central Center City, Philadelphia. And that is a work that we leave to the Lord in terms of his timing, in terms of its growth. But we know that faithful proclamation of what Christ has done and faithful teaching and pastoral care that we know that Christ will build his church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So we have great confidence in that.
Pastor, thank you so much for talking to me and our audience today, and thank you so much for the work that you're doing for the people who so desperately need God's word.
You're welcome. Thank you.